Welcome to Lifestyles. I'm Sarah Melita, your host and moderator, filling in for D-Linum. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. I'd like to welcome Josh Seven to the show. He is president and CEO of International House Philadelphia. Welcome.
Thanks, Sarah.
For those new to Philly or Philadelphians who have never heard of the International House, can you explain what the International House is?
Sure. Yeah. International House is a 108-year-old institution located in West Philadelphia in University City. And it provides housing and a community for a really diverse set of international students who are at a range of schools in our region. And we also provide intercultural programming celebrating different perspectives from around the globe. One of our anchors for that is a film program we call Lightbox Film Center. We also have other cultural celebration programming, but it really, in some, International House is really it's a dynamic hub for international activity and communities in Philadelphia.
Are there any special requirements to live at the International House?
So the focus for our housing, and we have about 1,000 folks with us kind of in a given year, is students or scholars. So whether you are studying for a degree program, we have a lot of graduate students in addition to undergraduate, or non-degree programs. So we have a lot of students that are in the area studying English language programs for a brief period. So it really just has to do with whether you're tied into a scholarly pursuit. It also means we end up providing some housing, short-term housing, for professors who are here to maybe do some work with colleagues at a University of Pennsylvania, at a Drexel University. So it makes for a very diverse population, and we don't require that all students are international. Part of having that mix is also having some domestic students in there, because you have some domestic students mm-hmm. where this is exactly the kind of community they're looking to be in. Maybe they're looking to go into international affairs and they want to be in that environment. So it's...
Yeah. How is the International House experience different from a college campus dorm life experience?
Yeah, well, I think... There's a kind of intentional diversity and community really focused on the international side. You know, many of our universities, you look across campus, and especially they've diversified in so many ways. And more higher ed institutions, more of their economic model has become dependent on bringing in international students. That has to do with demographics in the U.S. of their needing to be able to fill slots at universities, and also the fact that for many programs, international students are paying full freight. So you have a much more diverse kind of population on campuses. But at International House, we really to have that community which is really focused on international students, and we really do provide a lot of supports and programming to help introduce and integrate them into the American experience, outings, supports. It's really meant to be that safe and welcoming space, especially for international students. So, you know, some similarities to maybe some of the most sophisticated campus support programs out there, but we really pride ourselves on really being attuned to the issues, needs, and interests of an international student as they're coming to study here for the first time.
Well, let's backtrack to your background, and can you tell us how you became the president?
So I've played a variety of roles here in Philadelphia. I have a background in city planning and have done a lot of work around economic development. I've worked for a local consulting firm helping communities and nonprofits with strategies on how to grow. I've worked for the city's commerce department around economic growth for Philadelphia. And immediately prior to International House, spent almost a decade at the Economy League of Greater Philadelphia, which is a civic leadership nonprofit. So, you know, across all of this, I've thought a lot about what it's going to take for this region to compete and some of the most important issues for it to focus on. and kind of build out that network here. You know, it's that big city with a small town feel. So some of that work that I did, the Economy League really had an international focus in particular, led a major effort around developing an export growth strategy for our region. And I got very passionate about, for a region that really has such a need to get on a higher growth trajectory, how much opportunity we have to help local firms sell their goods or services abroad and to use that as a tool for growth. So working on that issue, understanding it, got me networked with a lot of folks focused on making this a more global city and region. And so as I was looking for a next challenge and adventure and to lead another nonprofit, this opportunity arose, and I saw a great an opportunity to help reposition a more than century-old institution and help bring it into a new direction.
And you even co-founded your own nonprofit.
Success has many parents, but yeah, I was one of the co-founders of a civic group called Young Involved Philadelphia back when I was young, over 15 years ago. But this is still a thriving nonprofit that's really had, it's been a wonderful, I think, training ground for a lot of talented young leaders who want to get involved in the civic life of this city. It was founded back in 2003 at a time when it was a different Philadelphia than today in terms of how much of a magnet for young people. And so the need for a group like that, that really provided a gathering space for young adults who really wanted to dig into the toughest issues facing the city and to find other people who had that kind of civic drive, it especially stood out then and is still pretty thriving now.
And you also made a pretty impact on a pretty famous show that took place in Philadelphia called The Real World.
Yeah. So that was one of the really great initial adventures that I think really helped Young Involved Philadelphia grow up a lot. Back 15 years ago, when Real World was still kind of a major, I'll say, cultural touchstone, Philadelphia was pleased to see that it had been selected as a site for the show, which again, at that time, put us in cahoots with major global cities like New York, London, and Paris, and people saw it as a great opportunity to put the best foot forward around the new Philadelphia. Well, there was a hiccup towards that when, as there was work being done on what was to be the Real World House, everyone picked up the Inquirer one morning to see a headline saying MTV backing out of Philadelphia. There was a dispute around the development of the house. And so this Young Involved Philadelphia group snapped right to it. I think by the afternoon of that news story coming out, held a rally in front of the house, basically saying, it's important for us to find a way to not botch this, to keep the show here. And as someone who personally was not necessarily the biggest fan of reality television, the eyeballs, the exposure, supporting that continued evolution of the Philadelphia story, how people view Philadelphia, that was why we felt it was so important to keep the show there. So long story short, a few days later, we were part of a coalition that brought a lot of pressure, around getting people back to the table to just sort out their differences. Several thousand folks at the early days of having an online campaign, that would be nothing today, but this was pre-Facebook, and, got a few thousand people, signing on to say, hey, keep the Real World here. And at the end of all of it, the production company kind of reached out and said, who the heck is this Young Involved Philadelphia thing? And the fact that you guys were so quick to the punch and were so passionate about why Real World had to be here, it reinforced our reasons for why we thought the show should be in Philadelphia. So it was an early victory around a youth-oriented issue that really helped that organization get its sea legs.
That's very interesting. Never knew it had that much controversy.
Well, yeah, right. Sometimes it's this behind the scenes stuff. But I think sometimes the psychology of Philadelphia has been about what we've lost or not had, or some of that old Negadelphia attitude. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think here is a time to say, it's time to write a new story and to not let something slip through our fingers. So, it was a quick, but, acute episode.
Right. And show them we are the city of brotherly love.
Yeah. Again, that was that feedback when that production company said, "Hey man, this is exactly why we want to be here." Right. There was that genuine passion.
Well, we have to take a short break and we'll return with more from Josh Seven. You have been listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0067, 484-562-0067 for WIMS for Rent.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Before the break, we were talking with Josh Seven, President and CEO of International House Philadelphia. Well, I found out that you have a very interesting film program.
We do. It's really been an anchor for International House Philadelphia for several decades now. It's called Lightbox Film Center. We rebranded it just a little over a year ago. And when I talk about how we have always tried to be a hub for intercultural activity, obviously cinema is the preeminent art form of the 20th century and on. Mm-hmm. And it's always been a great way to get an eye into other cultures. So we pride ourselves on it as really the preeminent repertory cinema program here in Philadelphia year-round. We curate our own programming for it, everything from the classics of cinema that are kind of like canon, the things that everyone should see, that when you see it, you realize how much of movie is influenced by it, to much more experimental cinema and film, to family matinees. So it's a real resource for the community in a variety of ways. So it's always been a very dynamic part of who we are. Including we basically were the birthplace for the Philadelphia Film Festival, the largest such festival. And we continue to host a variety of film festivals throughout the year in addition to our own programming. So it is a major part of what International House has been and provides to the broader community.
You mentioned you host film festivals. How can young filmmakers get involved?
Yeah, well, I think part of what we are is, you know, really that broader movie community realizes that the kind of repertory films that we show are exactly the kind of things that I think stimulate filmmakers. So I just know there are a lot of people in that community who they just naturally keep coming back to Lightbox because we don't show the most mainstream stuff all the time. And it's in ways that can challenge and expand horizons. So that is one thing. Over our history, given this film focus, we've also been home to some of the major organizations that really reach out directly to filmmakers, like Ascribe Video Center, which kind of helps kind of connect people to how to tell the stories of their own communities. So again, we play that role of really a hub where we kind of set the table, if you will. We have this state-of-the-art theater that really not only has all the modern digital but older format capability so that you can see those rare-to-find prints. I always love it when I come back to the house and you see these kind of boxes with large reels, and I know there's some fascinating films coming in from some place where we're the only place that you can see that. And again, in an era today when you've got access to such an unbelievable amount of content, you know, on your own phone, there's something about, you know, we have a fantastic staff that's curating content and getting into a theater with other people and getting a real chance to engage and talk about it. I think it's that critical role that we play within Philadelphia's cinema community.
What programs are currently running and what do film buffs like myself have to look mm-hmm. forward to?
Yeah, well, there's always a huge amount going on. We just launched a new website, lightboxfilm.org, that kind of lists out all the offerings. Some of the stuff coming up, we're starting a Lightbox beer porch. We've got, you know, there's a little lovely porch area connected to our theater. So starting next tomorrow, Friday the 13th. And then every other week throughout the rest of the summer, we'll be having this before screenings. So just a way to socialize and connect in there. We've got a great program this summer in partnership with the Fabric Workshop. A lot of the work we try to do is to partner with other organizations around film called Naked Under Leather. That's actually just looking at the leather jacket as kind of an icon in mm-hmm. cinema, right? There's a lot of movies where your protagonists or the tough guy or gal, it's a major part of the overall character and the wear. So we're having fun with it this summer and showing a series of films that focus on that. We have a bit of a blockbuster coming up, I'd say, in this September. It's the 100th anniversary of Ingmar Bergman's birth. So we are showing a retrospective of major Ingmar Bergman films starting in early September. And that's the perfect example. These are, I know I looked through the list and I thought, wow, I've caught those three movies. I've always wanted to see those four. And here's that opportunity to do that. And, you know, we're going to bring in to kick off the series the head of the Ingmar Bergman Institute from Stockholm. So the global expert on this filmmaker, who's probably one of the three most influential filmmakers, arguably, of all time. We're really looking forward to that one. That's going to be a lot of fun this fall.
Why did Lightbox Film Center choose to focus on more independent type of films rather than mainstream films?
A lot of opportunities out there to catch mainstream movies. And again, not just at local cinemas, but with the streaming revolution, there's a huge amount of access. I think we've sought to fill a different niche, right? Because there are a lot of other opportunities out there. And so it's this world of what we call repertory cinema, which is somewhere between more avant-garde, maybe for some people out there stuff, but especially if you really are part of that community, it speaks to you, it's challenging art form. There really isn't another place that does it quite like us. So that's part of that role that this program, Lightbox Film Center, plays with, you know, within that broader arts community and cultural community in Philadelphia.
We have to take another short commercial break. This is Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner. Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old. Except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060, or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I've been talking with Josh Seven, president and CEO of International House. And I have one more question before we wrap things up.
All right.
How has International House changed from its founding to now?
Yeah, well, the world has changed in a lot of ways. And I think for the kind of things we focused on, it's been a lot of change for the better. The founding in 1910, there was pretty much pure housing market discrimination against international students. It was critical to provide a place that was safe and kind of accepting. Flash forward to today, and it is so much more of an international community. International students are such a big part of higher education. And in where we're located in University City, there's been so much housing development. So I know we're really taking a look at what kind of a international hub is most important for today's Philadelphia. In a lot of ways, a lot of those housing needs that were so acute a century ago, a lot of the market is providing. So we're really taking a good, hard look at, you know, what kind of a hub could fill the needs that Philadelphia has right now, whether it's around immigrant integration, around international business. How can we, just as we've done with students, bring a diverse set of people together in these areas to create more value? So the way we're going forward, IHP International House, the focus may be a little different. Not just focused on the student side, but really looking at a broader community and how we work with them to make this a more global city.
Well, thank you for providing all that information. I'd like to thank you for being on the show. Check out www.ihousephilly.org to learn more about upcoming events. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. You have been listening to Lifestyles. I'm Sarah Melita. This program was brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063.